12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to A Spy Thriller with Teeth. 12-Sided Stories presents Dead Drop, a story-heavy, rules-light, Knights Black Agents actual play. And now, your director, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Dead Drop, episode number 7. My name is Wes, and I'm here with some wonderful players. Let's start with Pooja.
Hello, I am Pooja, and I am playing Asha Kumar, who, you know, has a stalker of a supernatural nature, like you do.
Hello all, be Zelda they them, and I am playing Decker Black, he him. Decker's the face, the muscle, and absolutely zero of the brains in this operation.
Oh, I feel like we have to go to Saint after Decker for some reason. Saint.
Hi, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and I am playing Layla, who is in a heated exchange currently with someone who is determined to be her rival, even though they could have just been friends.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Sophia Vallardes, who is definitely not the brawn. She's the brains, but definitely zero brawn. Cross your fingers if she's shooting. Hope for the best.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
So, last time we got together, you all did a lot of research on all the different clues that you've picked up so far. You found out about lots of connections between Brad Templeton, who was the thrower of the party that you went to, God's First Church, Moon Incorporated, and Delphi Tech, which are connected together, as well as them all being under the umbrella of Taft Enterprises, which is owned by James Taft, one of these huge billionaires, probably $225 billion, depending on the day. You also found out that there was a Officer Lowe who seemed to be connected with everything from Border Patrol, and that there were shipments of large trucks every 5 hours coming out of Mexico up to around the DC area and then turning around and going back. So you stopped one of these trucks with the help of the Russian mob because of Sophia's connections, and you found that there were people in there who were being paid to basically get shipped up, have their blood taken, and then turn around and come back. They are being delivered to Sally Summers Foods. Now, you're figuring the reason that they're doing that instead of just taking the blood and then trying to get it up there is because it's a lot easier to hide trucks than hide massive amounts of blood. So, and they were each getting paid, so you just let the truck go because you didn't want to alert anybody that you had figured this out. You then talked with C, the stalker of Asha, and he was interested in what was going on and wanted to know more. It seems that his interest is to get rid of these people because they are entrapping vampires and using them to sell this drug. But you didn't really get very far into that with him or with even talking about how that would all work. Then you went to Thaddeus Starr's house, where his mother has been keeping him prisoner, and found that the servants have been changed into the beast vampire creatures. You took care of them, and you found a malnourished Thaddeus, and you took him out of the room, put him on a chair, and you were arguing. Specifically, Decker and Layla were arguing. And so that's where we stopped last time, was during the arguing. All right, so you're standing around Thaddeus, and like I said, Thaddeus is looking like he hasn't had any water or food or anything for a long time, almost mummy-like. And as you're arguing, Asha, you look over and you notice that these little black spots start to pop up around his body and his face. And suddenly his skin starts to peel off from his face. The muscles start to go, and he just really quickly dissolves into a puddle of black goo as you're arguing. And this horrific smell comes up. And then after another moment, the goo just kind of solidifies and turns into almost like hard pebbles just everywhere. Can I get stability checks from everybody? Because you all turn around and see this happen very quickly.
Yeah.
So there's a clue in this, though, and I'll get to it after the stability check. So you can... Right. Stability check is always going to be 4, so it's up to you how much you want to spend on it.
I rolled a 6.
No, I got a 3, so oops. I got a 2.
All right. So you missed it, Michelle, and you missed it, Saint.
Yep.
And you're okay.
4. 4 is, like, just pass.
So it makes you physically ill, and you have to leave the room. Both of you just kind of go out onto the porch, and you're just like, oh... Gross.
That's reasonable.
Here's the clue that you glean from this, though. The virus or whatever is in this blood, if it does not get regular food, it will eat the muscles and the tissue and everything else in the body all the way down to the bone pretty rapidly. You figure he was locked in there for 3 or 4 days. He was probably fed maybe right before they left. So it literally can take 2 days for them to decompose completely. Almost like a Buffy puff, but way grosser.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And those little pebbles, are they just pieces of bone?
They're just basically dried up pieces of the mutagen blood. So after they've eaten everything from the body, they die and they become solid little pieces of matter.
Well, once I've recovered my stability, I'll definitely take a sample of one of these, because who knows, maybe it can factor into a cure.
Now, for both of you, you do take 1 point of stability. Not a lot, just a little sickness for seeing this.
Well, I guess that answers the question of what we're going to do with him.
All that arguing and he had to die anyways. It's sad. I always hope for redemption. Not for a piece of shit like that. All right. We got what we wanted. Do we have anything else we have to do here, or can we go? I just roll my eyes and I walk away.
Yeah, so what do you all want to do? You have so many different clues and so many different avenues to go. We can even fast forward to you're in your safe house, looking at the cork board with all the stuff on it. What avenue do you want to take next?
Well, we know that there's the purple pills that we found in the statue, the hard drive. We are now flush with cash, which is just a nice thing to have. But I'm very interested to know what the differences are between the street version that we've seen and the one percenters version, and how those interact with each other.
Chemistry is a investigation skill.
Is this a thing where I could help? Because I have 3 points of chemistry.
If you want to help, you can. Asha, you could spend a point and both of you could work on it, and that would give you more information than, say, not spending the point. It's really your call.
Yeah, I'll do it. I feel like I am highly invested in this situation.
Indeed. And I've got a 2-tier thing. One is the curiosity, and then also, could this interact with her blood and help something?
So what you find is that the purple pills are almost 100% natural vampire mixture. There's no fentanyl. There's no cut in it. There is some other chemical in there that looks like it's an active agent, like it activates the blood once it hits the bloodstream. Once it hits the stomach, it activates the pill, that kind of thing. But it's very pure. And because you spent that extra point, if you do a little extra research, you can tell that each pill, which vampire it came from. And you can see that there are a total of 4 donor vampires for each of these different purple pills. Whereas with the red pills, the markers go back to one particular vampire.
Herr Baron.
Yeah, the Baron. So you know that they were making the high-grade stuff with 4 different variants of vampire, and they were making the street stuff with just the Baron's blood. Now, as for a cure, there are several weaknesses within the vampire blood. Things that are relatively known, like it doesn't respond well to sun or bright UV lights, that kind of thing. It's not like they blow up in flame or anything. They just get weaker. It's not deadly, but if you did a transfusion and maybe applied some of these weakening agents like garlic or sun or whatever, you might be able to silver.
Is that vampire or that werewolf?
That's werewolf and that's everything. I think silver's pretty, or iron. Iron's pretty universal too.
Popping those supplements.
Yeah, you could use things like that. The problem is figuring out how long and how much you would need to do. It might be very hard to reverse all of the effects, but it's reversible as long as she doesn't hit 100% of blood saturation. Right now she's at about 70, so she's pretty close. If she gets fed on 1 or 2 more times, she's too far gone. And if she feeds, Layla, you don't realize this because you don't know that she had the teeth thing happen, but you definitely, Asha, know that by looking at the results of all the tests, that if you feed even once, it'll be an automatic switchover because the blood that you take in will feed the blood of the vampire and it will expand rapidly. So don't feed. That's my advice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sound advice. I mean, it feels like it would be worth it to set up a timeline of transfusions to with some of these weakening agents just to draw down or see if it's possible, like, over time to draw down rather than have to replace 70% of my blood at once.
Right. No, you couldn't do it once. Yeah.
This is what happens when you have a bunch of chemistry knowledge and no medical knowledge.
Yeah, that would be terrible. We won't do that. And I'm wondering, I'm like, okay, so with perhaps there's some sort of believable reagent we can make out of the chemical in garlic that is so yucky to vampires. Do you just need a tan? That's not what you were saying. That's like a little bit of sun exposure over. It's not that easy.
Like sun exposure basically weakens their blood, but you'd have to like sit out in the sun for a few hours, have the transfusion.
I would not like to get cancer as part of this cure.
Like,
I was thinking beach trip, but okay.
Yeah, maybe if all the other stuff wasn't going on, that'd be pretty great.
Beach montage.
Brown people get cancer too, like skin cancer.
We need sunscreen as well. Yes. Okay. So, So let's figure out if we can synthesize some sort of garlic plasma to put inside of you.
So that sounds like a general kind of thing instead of investigation. So we'll go with medic as just a general catch-all.
Quickly, Layla and Asha are in like the one room where I guess all the science stuff is. I imagine our living room is where like that main corkboard with the pins and the yarn and the pitchers and the other data. Decker is in front of a picture of Rob Lowe. Wait, no, was that the name that we chose? Rick Lowe.
Yeah.
Rick
Rob Lowe is the star.
What did Rob Lowe do to you?
I'm like, Rob Lowe?
Does he have a crush?
I think Rob Lowe's in like Parks and Rec, right? No.
Rick Lowe.
Decker is standing in front of the corkboard with all of the pitchers and the yarn, and he's standing in front of a picture of Rick Lowe, the Border Patrol officer, with his arms crossed and really contemplating. Is Sophia in the room?
I'm going to say yes. That makes sense to me.
He pulls down the picture. Sophia, do you think you can get me this man's address? Home address, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
No problem. That's easy enough to get.
I'm going to put 4 points into this roll. And hoping for the best.
Okay. So give me that roll and then we'll jump over to Decker's plan.
Alrighty. Oh, that was almost an escape, but it's a 5.
All right. You so find 9. Something you think will work pretty well. You will have to do infusions with someone who has the same blood type. So there's that. And they have to be like at least every other day for your thinking. You don't know. You'll have to do tests. Every time you do it, you'll have to see how much you're able to kind of cleanse out the vampire blood.
This is dialysis. This is vampire dialysis.
Vampire dialysis. Absolutely.
I wanted to get that hard drive and use my data recovery, which is an investigative skill.
Okay, cool. So you start looking through the hard drive and there seems to be a lot of porn. Just
what a waste of space.
A lot of porn. It's an older woman who doesn't understand that, you know, Pornhub's on the web, that you don't have to download all the videos. It's just chock full of really a lot of porn. But beyond that, you find that there is also quite a bit of information on different people who are taking the more advanced drug. And the fact that James Taft has been spearheading the rollout to the street. It looks like Thaddeus's mom was a captain, and so basically she was giving it to people like Brad Templeton to spread this street version out. And the reason there's actually some talk back and forth in emails, and she saved it all for some reason, probably when she's not watching porn. And it says basically that the conversations between her, sometimes with James Taft, sometimes with other mucky mucks, is that they want to find a version because pureblood vampires can control people through their powers. The vampires who are taking the pills cannot do that and must continue to take the pills. They have to continually take the pills. There's never a point where they're just, I'm a vampire now. If they stop taking the pills, what happens to Thaddeus happens to them as well. They die because they continually have to have blood and the medication. So they want a subset, a lower class of vampires that they can control to be able to have more power over the infrastructure and the drugs and everything else. It's basically creating a bunch of, you know, street level strong arms, basically. It's a lot of information that you get from that. And all the emails are there, all the financial records. Kind of seems like a backup plan, almost. Like she knew that something might go really wrong and she wanted all of it on this disc. So it definitely gives you a lot of information. Okay, so Decker.
Mm-hmm.
You get this address for Rick Lowe.
He writes it on the back of the photo. Okay, Sophia, you look really busy, and Layla's really busy, and Asha's really busy, and I just don't feel like I am not really at ease here, and I have kind of fucked up a few times, so I'm gonna go pay Rick Lowe a little visit.
Okay, Decker.
Mm-hmm.
Before you fuck up again.
This is the opposite. This is why I'm doing things.
No. We need to think this out.
This is exactly what I don't want to do, is think things through.
I snatched the paper from his hand. But if we go and confront him now, we're going to be letting them know that we have information and we can't let them know how much information we have.
Or Rick Lowe could just mysteriously disappear and I can raid his computer, take the hard drive, have you look through it. I need to do something actionable. I can't sit here and look at computers and stare at Yarn and listen to Layla clack in there with her vials and her telescopes. Microscopes.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, I get it. I know you feel you need to do something. I get it. But you know what? Sometimes the best thing you can do is to talk to everybody else and see what their opinion is. Because to me, going down to see him now is a bad move.
Okay, then what's a good move? What has the hard drive said? I've seen you staring at that for the past, like, 20 minutes now.
Well, basically, you've got pure vampires, pill vampires, and I guess the pill monsters, right?
Okay.
So, pure vampires can go forever without blood. They won't die. There are different ways you can kill them, I guess, but they can go forever without blood if they have to. Pill vampires have to have blood or they're going to dry up and shrivel up like Thaddeus.
That's awesome. You can kill them that way.
Exactly. Okay. And then the pill monsters, well, basically the pill vampires want to be able to mind control pill monsters.
What? That's fucked up.
I guess that pure vampires can mind control the people that they turn into vampires.
We need to stop that. We have to do something.
Of course we have to do something, but we have to work as a team, Decker. This is not a solo mission.
Okay, Asha, Layla, hey, meeting. Put your telescopes down.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, I've been, I don't know, looking at my microscope, perhaps, is what you were thinking. Under my slides.
I info dump on Asha and Layla. Bleh.
Yeah. You're all up to date because this was not a quiet conversation.
So, right. My original plan of disrupting the supply chain could actually be like a massive boon to us.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
We're just like, Asha is kind of just staring at Decker.
The thing is, though, I understand where Decker's coming from. If we starve them out, they're going to go out into the public and just start feeding on people.
Yeah, well, this is the old chicken or the blood bank.
You're right, but like, we're right back at this.
But the other thing that we can do, since Layla and I figured out that there were 5 donors, there are now 4 since the Baron is in the wind.
Since I did something good, yep.
I wouldn't go that far. But now that the Baron is in the wind, there are 4 donors. Donors in, like, heavy air quotes. What we can do, since they need a constant supply, is if we disrupt the supply chain of the pills, they will all die, based on this information that we just found.
Yes, yes. No, that makes sense. And now the civilians don't have to die, because the vampires will just crumble, right? Or will the blood revive it? Like, I think I'm a little confused. So, like, if they still have access to blood, but they don't have access to the pills, they'll die, right?
Right. They have to have access to both.
Okay, so yeah, Asha, I'm on the same page. Let's do this now.
Well, first we have to figure out where they're keeping the other 4.
Your phone rings, Decker, and it's coming from Jenny's line.
Oh, give me a second, everyone. And he steps out. Not that he's ever really quiet. Hello?
Honey, it's Mom. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Ma, what's up?
These men came and Jenny hit me and they took her.
She hid you or hit you?
Hid.
Hid. Okay, sorry. You're being quiet. I just... Are you still at the hotel?
No, we ran out and we tried to get away from them and then they chased us for a couple of blocks.
Shit, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. She hit me, but they caught up with her. Something about needing you to be back in jail or something. They didn't look like cops, though.
No, I know. Mom, so sorry. Can you, I'm gonna send somebody else over. Stay, do not move. Do not move, just please, please stay safe. I love you. I'm gonna handle this, okay? It's gonna be fine.
I love you too.
Now, you remember from like an episode ago, they released a all points bulletin for you and for Layla. Layla doesn't have any points to put pressure on as much as you do, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, it's good for me, but yeah.
And you've been talking to your mom on the phone, so...
Again, he doesn't...
He doesn't realize that kind of stuff.
He drone-dropped mail to one of their hideouts.
Yeah, that's the reason for all that. Jenny is in the wind. What's the plan? Now, remember, you all don't have to, like... You guys, you could separate if you want, if you have a plan that you want to put in action. But... You do realize that the Count and the Baron are out there and are going to at some point make a move. You also realize that Jenny's in the wind and that it is not going to be very long till they figure out that you know, because Thaddeus is gone. So they're going to check on Thaddeus at some point and just find goo or whatever, the rock, the dirt stuff. All of you should talk and make a concise plan of where you want to go. You have like three different places you could go first.
I mean, we have to go save Decker's mom.
Yeah. I can't do anything before I do that. I'm sorry.
That is the immediate one. Are you thinking of calling Carla?
Can we talk to her in the car? We can move and talk. Thank you, everybody, for actually coming with me. I was afraid to ask.
I mean, it's your ma.
It's your ma. Come on.
I appreciate you.
We may be cold-blooded killers, but... We got hearts.
So you go to a not so great area in DC where it's probably about 4 or 5 miles away from the hotel. There's a restaurant that's probably going to be closing up soon. It's where your mom called from. She like sent you a text. It's like perfect punctuation and complete sentences and no shorthand at all. And you pull into the parking lot. When you get out of the car, you immediately know that you're being watched.
Now, based off the text that my mom sent me, do I know that she's in the washroom here or in the restaurant?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Okay. Any unmarked vehicles? Any immediate targets?
None that you can see, but then all of a sudden... You notice a red dot come up on Layla's shoulder.
What? I was just about to use my streetwise to assess the situation.
Now, do you have danger sense?
Yes. I think we all do, right?
I think we all do.
I got 5. Oh, yeah, wait, I got a roll.
You get out and you start looking around and the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. And you hear a shot ring out.
I mean, I'm going to duck behind the car, opposite from where that red dot was. Hope that Layla was okay.
Wait, have I been shot?
The gun goes off. It whizzes by your shoulder. And you can hear him clicking. And then you see 3 of these vampire creatures coming across the parking lot towards you all. So... Let's go ahead, and the way we're going to do this initiative is I'm going to say, Decker, you'll be, because you're kind of the tank, you'll be first.
Fabulous.
What do you want to do? And then you pick who goes next.
Okay. So he's kind of ducked undercover. The shot's taken. Layla's okay. And in that split second, he has to make another decision, and that's to murder these motherfucking creatures. And he's going to use his shooting to headshot. I'm gonna call the shot.
Okay. Head is a +3, so that gives them a 6 to their hit threshold.
Okay. Well, thankfully I have some shooting points left because I did a bunch of stabbing last time. So I'm gonna drop 2 points into shooting.
Okay.
That's a 6 total.
Wow. Okay, so you're gonna roll a 6-sided die.
Okay.
You're gonna add 3 points to it because it's a headshot.
I got a 5.
So you rolled a 5, +3 is 8 points. But you hit the first one of these things and basically shatter its skull, and it drops back and it's doing the nervous twitch thing. 2 more are coming. You need to pick somebody to go next.
Asha. You are the one who is second best at all of this.
I would like to... I would like to say that while Layla was working on adding garlic essence into a plasma infusion, I was working on crafting a UV grenade. I have a mechanics cherry that allows me to use mechanics pool points for preparedness tests. As long as I provide this explanation, Layla was like deep in thought and I was deep in anger and angst and disassembled key components from one of your UV sterilizers in order to craft these devices. Because I was like, you know what? Fuck this. They are not getting the better of us here.
Give me a preparedness roll.
Great. I'm going to add 3 of my mechanics points to that because I've got them to use. I mean, I have preparedness too, but like so much more mechanics. And that is a 5 on the die, plus 3 is an 8.
All right. So you throw this at this creature and it makes a flash and they stumble back a little bit. It doesn't seem to do much to them. But there's a clue in this, because the pill vampires don't seem to have the sun problem that the natural vampires have. You did stun it, so it's not moving as quickly. So it does give you at least an extra couple of moments before it gets there. The other one is still running straight at you. Who do you want to pick next?
I am going to pick Layla.
All right. So am I on the other side of the car of these guys? Because
yeah,
I guess I ducked and now there is still a guy with a gun aiming at me.
Well, yeah, he's reloading and you know kind of where he's at, up on a building, getting ready to take another pot shot at you guys.
I don't have a sniper rifle. That's the deal. So there's that.
Unless you want to make a preparedness roll that you have one in the trunk.
What is my preparedness is very zero.
You make a roll.
Yeah, why not? All right.
I'm going to say that it's a normal roll. You just have to beat a 4. You all know to pack stuff. The grenade thing was a bit ostentatious, but whatever. I think it's cool.
Cool enough not to do anything.
It's great.
I liked it.
It's genius. All right, here we go. Big money. Sniper rifle. Oh, fuck. And I didn't make it. I only got a 2. Shoot. All right. No shoot, actually.
So what do you want to do then?
I want to take this person out.
Okay, you can take a shot at him. Do you want to try to do a called shot, or you just want to shoot up there and see if you can hit him?
Yeah, they're kind of far, right?
Yeah, and I think they have a certain amount of cover, too.
That would make sense. I'm almost thinking maybe I should start zigzag running toward the nest to try to run up there and slap him or her. Or them.
Okay. Let's make a athletics roll. That sounds like an athletics roll.
All right. I got more of that than shooting, so that's good. I have a feeling I'm going to need to use my cover very soon as well. So let's do plus 2. Yes. All right. I got a 6.
All right. Cool. So you start to run zigzagging.
Yes. Serpentine.
Serpentine. Serpentine. So... And I'm going to say that that gives you a plus 2 to your hit threshold, which will be a 6. They're upset that they didn't hit you the first time, and they're going to spend a few points. Here we go. So you're running around, and just a bullet just, like, bounces between your legs. And you're like, holy shit, because I literally rolled 1 point under what I needed to hit you. But you make it to the other side of the street. The building that they're in, you're right in front of it, and so they can't shoot you with that rifle anymore. Okay? Who do you want to go next?
It has to be Sophia now.
It does.
Yes.
Oh, God.
You don't want to go.
You got this. If you have preparedness...
I have a little bit of preparedness, and I also have mechanics, and I'm thinking something about a drone and a grenade being ready. When the shooting started, I grabbed my drone out of the trunk.
All right.
That has a grenade on it.
Naturally.
Of course. And I'm going to fly the drone to the one that's in the parking lot.
Okay, the one that's running towards you.
I love the idea, but you have to have been doing this all the while everybody else was attacking, and you're just like hanging out in the back of the trunk, putting bits together, and we're firing for our lives.
Make a roll for this craziness.
Well, is it hard? Medium?
Hard. Are you going to go after the one that's stunned from the blast of light?
Or yeah.
Are you going to go after the one that's running?
I think I'm going to have to go after the running one if he's coming towards us.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I only have 3 in preparedness, but I'm putting all 3 in there. That gives me a 5. The die hit my computer.
All right. So at this point, you drop a grenade. This explosion goes off. This is not your finest moment as a crew because things aren't going very well. Grenade goes off and everybody in the diner hears it.
Thank you. They must have seen the flashbang, the bullet shots.
Well, the thing is, the flashbang at least could be like attributed to a lot of things. It could have been like a weird heat thunder situation. We are in the summertime.
Also remember that it's all at the same time. It might seem stretched out, but this is literally seconds. And it's at this point that people start streaming out of the diner and screaming and running in different directions. And you lose track of where the 2 vampires are. Sophia, who do you want to pick to go next?
Decker.
So, Decker, you're next. What do you want to do?
Okay, after the explosion, do I have visibility because there's people streaming out? Is there smoke still settling?
There's smoke still settling. There's also the sound is pretty loud. And there are just people running around and yelling. Let's say streetwise, that's an investigation. So if you have streetwise, you can see where the vampires still are.
I holster my gun. I'm wearing my holster. Thank you, team. And he has a big knife down his thigh. That comes out. He's going to get low and run and charge at the creature that was running towards us. I need to catch it off guard before it takes down any people.
You're running towards it. It senses that you are coming up towards it, and it grabs someone to use them as a shield. So you're going to have to figure out a way to get past their cover.
I can do a extra attack with my hand-to-hand because I have a butt ton of points in it that I haven't really had the chance to use.
Which is awesome. But you have to roll for both of those attacks, I believe. So go ahead and give me your rolls.
Okay, I'm going to put 4 points into my first roll.
Okay.
This has to be a success. That's a 6, so that's a 10 total.
Okay, cool. So yeah, you snap its arm at the elbow.
It is such a seamless snap. Floppy, just a slot, it dangles down.
Yeah, just throw the civilian to the side. Now do your neck twist thing.
Oh, yeah. So let me roll. I'm going to spend another 4 points. 4, 4, 8.
Okay, cool. So yeah, you snap its neck. So 2 are down. Who do you pick to go next?
Asha. I really liked our turn order.
Okay, like so we've got all these civilians and they're panicking and they're running everywhere. But what I want to be able to do is actually kind of go into the van and be like, hey, the authorities have been notified. They are on their way. Like, broadcast a message that, like, evacuate the area in the calmest way possible. Authorities are on their way. Help will be here soon. Please do not engage any of the armed combatants.
You don't have to make a roll for that. You could say that there's some kind of loudspeaker on the van that you can use. But that would be your turn.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I just don't have any necessarily, like, Asha is highly skilled at things that would cause a lot of collateral damage in this particular instance.
Right. No, that makes sense. All right. So yeah, you go in and you make the announcement. You start trying to calm people down and to get them to move out of the area, which they are all but too happy to do because they just saw someone snap somebody's neck. All right. So I think we jump over to Layla.
Right. So I'm across the street towards the building, and I want to get up there.
You have parkour, right?
I do with my athletics, indeed.
Well, let's make this fun.
Okay, okay.
So you can jump from one windowsill to the other and go up the side.
Got amazing finger grip strength. It's crazy, man. All right, yeah, I'm going to just lope up there. I put a lot of points into this. All right, so I got 4 plus 3, 7.
Okay, so you hop up. You see the guy. He's running towards the door. You get to the top. He sees you, and he turns around, and he fires just with a pistol, trying to slow you down. And he got an 8 altogether. He hits you. And you take 5 health.
Ooh. God damn.
So
my health is at 11.
Not anymore. You are now at a 6.
Yes.
It hits you, and the spray of blood. It wasn't a called shot, so we're going to say general torso area. But you are still up.
Yeah. Depending on the adrenaline, I might have not even felt it yet.
Probably. Maybe. That's like survival, like, mode. So that was all your turn climbing up.
All right.
Who do you... I guess it's Sophia's turn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's Sophia. I'm actually going to use the distraction to run inside and check on Decker's mom.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea.
I know when my skills are useful and when they're not, so...
You run into the women's restroom and you grab Decker's mom and you take her back out to the van. And at this point, now that it's been a few minutes, you can hear the sirens coming.
That's quick.
Well, when a grenade goes off, that's usually a pretty big...
Especially in D.C.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. In the capital of a nation, that might be... cause for alarm. We are at the top of the round. I'm going to request that we go with Layla first because she just got hit. So I'd kind of like to see the reaction of that. And then we will go back to our normal thing with Decker and dealing with this last vampire. At this point now, the crowd has dispersed pretty well. So your Asha's plan of, you know, getting people to leave helped thin out people, as it were. Layla, what do you want to do? You've been hit. He's shot. He's turned around. He's trying to make it to the door.
I want, because I've got my typical weapons on me. If he's turned around, I'm going to try to catch him and stab him.
Do you want to stab him or shoot him?
Is it believable that I can pull out my gun? If it is, I'll do it.
Yeah, you can pull out your gun. And if you want to do a headshot, it's a called shot, which means his threshold goes to a 6, but then you do a lot more damage if you hit. So if you're willing to spend the shooting points, it can be worth it.
Okay, I guess it might as well, because after this, I'm going to be definitely incapacitated, so... Yeah, let's do a called shot. So he's at 6, making sure I heard you right.
Yes.
And I'm going to put 4 points in. So that's basically like the fucking rest of my shooting, essentially. All right, 4 points in.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, I'm blowing up your head. Probably because I'm like, he's probably also a vampire, so it needs to be a headshot. If I can even think that while I'm doing this. All right, 4 plus 4, 8.
Awesome. So you peg him in the back of the head. Roll a 6-sided. Let's see how much damage you do.
Right. Somehow he survives. You were using rubber bullets. Oh, man. I use this dice that... It's a saving throw dice, and I hit saving throw. Oh, that means it's 6. Okay, cool.
You always have to check sometimes. Like, what does that mean on this dice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to prove it? Because I feel like that could be shiesty.
No, we believe you.
Saving
throw. You're all good.
So you got a 6?
Yes.
So yeah, 9 points. You down him. He's gone. Falls to the ground. Head is now a canoe. All right. So there's 1 left. Decker, I believe we said you would be next.
Mm-hmm. So completely unknowing that my poor little ma is about to see me at work. Well, kind of still in that crouched position with the car behind me to have my back covered, he's going to take aim and shoot that last ghoul in the head.
Awesome. This should be ghoul.
That took me like a second.
Ay-yi-yi.
I only have 2 shooting left, so that's all I could put in.
All right.
I need a 6, I think, to even...
A called shot to his head? Yes, it's a 6.
That's a one.
Aww.
Oh.
The shot goes wild.
All right, so at this point, this thing is close enough to you to attack. So your hit threshold is 4. I'm going to spend 2 points myself, and it's going to try to basically knock you out. That is a 5, so a 7. That hits.
Yep.
Damn.
So it comes up and it hits you pretty hard because it has supernatural strength.
I'm going to like slam against the back of the van.
Yeah. So your mom's coming out.
Oh, Ma.
She sees her baby getting punched hard in the face and sent flying backwards into the van. She lets out a yell, a scream, because it is quite shocking. And let's see. Oof. You take a good amount of damage. You take 8 altogether, and you are knocked out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Damn. So.
Ooh, I hit my head really hard.
And you realize all of a sudden that killing these things fast is very important. Asha, I believe you're next.
Yeah. Okay. Let's figure out what the hell I can do here. It's basically on top of Decker at this point, right?
No, it hit Decker and sent Decker flying backwards like a vampire would. So it's not covered by anybody. There's nobody around it.
Perfect. Then I can use a small explosive. Since we've already popped that cherry, what's another explosive? So I am going to use a small explosive to throw it at its head in its headly direction.
Give me a roll. It's got a 3 for a hit threshold.
Yeah. Okay, and I'm going to use 2 points, because I don't want to miss this. And it's a good thing I did, because I rolled 2.
Explain what happens to this creature, and how much damage do you do?
Well, I rolled a 5. So he takes 5 points of damage, plus 6 is 11 points of damage.
Oh! Yeah, he's a grease smear.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, not good. Everything's happening really quickly. You know you have a few minutes before the cops show up. Decker is knocked out. You don't know where Layla is. Layla's upstairs with 5 points of damage. Really quickly, what do you all want to do?
I want to get Decker's mom into the van.
Which, yeah, you already did that. She's in the van.
I'm all, Asha, help me. And we try and get Decker into the van.
Okay, you get Decker in the van.
And we're calling for Layla on the comms.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll, I tell them my position, and I'm like, I took some damage. But I guess I'm not bleeding out, just hurt.
Can you make it downstairs?
I think so. And can I use some of my medic points to perhaps give myself...
Not right now. You have to get out of here.
Too much is going on. All right.
So you go down the stairs, and the amount of time that it takes you to get down the stairs, because you're a little slower...
Yeah, wait, I wanted to see if the guy had any shit on him that I wanted. Can I just use an investigation point?
Sure, absolutely. You search him real quick, and he's an all-father guy, and he has a, looks like an ID pass to some kind of installation. So you're guessing probably maybe the warehouse where all of the trucks are going to, because the All-Fathers and the Border Patrol are kind of working together on that thing. So that must be the location that they're doing stuff at. You grab that real quick and you run downstairs and you all jump in the vans. Well, Decker doesn't. And Decker's mom is holding Decker's head as you pull away and the cops and the helicopters start showing up. You weren't able to clean up any of the bodies or any of the things that went on. And I think this is a great place for us to stop. So thank you all so much. This was a lot of fun. That was a cool little fight you had there. And you got some more information to work on. Let's find out where all you wonderful people are. Let's start with Saint.
Hi, I'm Saint, or Saint Spider. I've been your medic tonight, and you can find me on Twitter, just chopping it up, at Saint Spider TV. That is S-A-I-N-T-S-P-I-D-E-R TV. Thanks.
Hello, I am Pooja, and you can find me on Twitter at LADESIGirl. That's L-A-D-E-S-I girl. Pretty much all the other socials as Forgotten Saves. And you can hear me play more and actually see me play more TTRPGs on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel or Happy Jack's RPG. Or just follow me on Twitter to see the ongoing drama between my cats.
Hello, all. I've been your non-binary busy bee. You can find me on Twitter as @B_Zelda. I am a podcaster, streamer, TTRPG writer, and the community manager for D&D Adventurers League.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe through BattleBards.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Platemail Games. You can find the show at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12 on both Instagram and Twitter, or on our website, 12sidedstories, all spelled out, .com. With all of our links to all of our other shows and great things like that. If you want to support the show, check us out on Ko-fi and Patreon, or give us a shout out, or give us a 5-star review on your favorite platform, or do all four. Do all the things. It's awesome. Check us out on Tuesdays as well. Tuesday nights, 6 Pacific time or 9 Eastern time for Providence Decayed. That's what we're playing right this second. We might be playing something new when you join us, but definitely check it out. You can find former episodes for that show on YouTube as well under Plate Mail Games. Just search Plate Mail Games on YouTube and all of our stuff will pop up as well. So thank you so much for listening, and we will see what happens next on Dead Drop. Bye. Bye.